All right, class, we're going to start off in this semester and go over some other things that I think is very important. We're going to be dealing with a governing apostolic anointing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, you might mark that. You want to read that often to understand the stuck that the church have been in, the stuck that ministry has been in, and you want to be the solution. And so this rare anointing that the Father had provided for the body of Christ, for the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist to wear, is in chronological order there in Ephesians 4:11 through 16. They tell you what type of people it will turn out. So we're going to deal with this anointing, but we're going to deal with revelation also, revelation, knowledge. We want to deal with having the right vision, and then application, manifestation, demonstration, lifestyle. As a minister of the gospel, you should be producing in your life what you're teaching. I thank God I learned from Jesse DePlanters and Jerry Sevilla, and I guess Ken Copeland. Kenneth Hagin was my spiritual father. So the anointing on my life was the self-same anointing he had. But I learned that you have to talk about things that have been manifested in your life to let the people know who you're teaching, that you're not giving out historical or secondhand information. I want you all to be ministers that are manifesting, that are demonstrating, that are aware of the fact, and this is almost a non-church word, of ministers being consecrated, dedicated, wholesome living is so important. Now, your instructor, I would say as your apostle, I've been living a holy life. Thank God for it, not by might, nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. So in our classes, I want to spiritually educate you how to continually have total success in your ministry, your life, your family, your finances, your health. So if you're taking note, governing apostolic anointing is what we're going to talk about. And then we want to relate to the church the authority of the apostolic believer. Now, what do you mean by apostolic believer? Well, I mean one who has the whole counsel of God, and what the church have not had. Too many people depending upon their education, how proper they can speak. And so a study ground is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That's the chapter, one of the chapters I base my ministry on, because they're talking about the anointing. One thing I have before I go to teaching the spiritual aspect, proper dress code. I believe my spiritual father believed in it. I believed in it that we should dress proper in order to represent the kingdom of God. Now, here's a prophecy. You can take what part you want of it. Son, I'm not partially with you. I'm with you all the way. You have to know that. I'm ready to put your ministry on display. You need to know that. This is a brand new day of new dimensional power. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, your anointing in the time that we're living in, the drifting of the church will have to be caught by ministers who know how to walk in the anointing and change in such a way. And so this is a brand new day of dimensional power. Need not to review, because you're about to see the new. I don't want to teach you historically of just what David did, and what Abraham did, but also what you're going to do. Now, in this prophecy, it says flowers will turn into fire, and fire will turn into flower. Dreams will reveal all schemes. You will know ahead of time what is coming up ahead. That's wonderful to know, insight. They will come from everywhere, not drifting, but on purpose. Those who have lived in captivity will become captains of their lives. The fresh anointing of apostolic power. Now, I told you about 1 Corinthians 2. We may read it sometime down the line. But the apostolic prophetic is about to change everything in your life. Revelation, vision, faithfulness, application, manifestation, and demonstration are very important. Now, I had these when I was talking about Jesse and Jerry Savelle. Jerry Savelle going home to be with the Lord. But the revelation of what had manifested in your life because you followed certain guidelines, and thousands of ministers will never see it. But because you're in this school, I want you to be aware of the fact there's an anointing coming on you, and you're going to have evidence of what you're teaching. Know the fact that you are empowered to prosper and to flourish. We have to know these. Empowered to succeed, empowered to rise above. Flourishing is in the characteristic of being fruitful. Now here's some definition of flourishing, because I want you to have a flourishing ministry. To thrive, to increase, to enlarge, to grow, to prosper, to abound, to spread out, to expand, to make steady progress, I like that, and to be at a high point in one's life. Let me go over that again, because I want these characteristic or these manifestations to be in your life because you chose to come to this school. I want you to think of a flourishing life and a flourishing ministry. Now you got to go through some stages, but it will manifest. I'm telling you because I'm living it now. I've been living it a whole many years now. Started off small, started off scraping and scratching, but yet through obedient, willing and obedient, I'm in a brand new zone now. So the anointing and the apostolic and prophetic impartation that you're receiving going to put you in a place of, no matter where you've been, how long you've been, where you are, of flourishing. I want every student in every aspect of their life to begin to flourish. I don't care what age you are, because I don't believe in old age. I'm 79, but I'm just beginning. He said, you bless you with a long, long, satisfied life. So your thinking got a lot to do with it. Start out right where you are and be happy. So to flourish, I want you to begin to say, I'm living a flourishing life. I have a flourishing ministry. It means to thrive, to increase, hallelujah, to enlarge, to grow, to prosper, to abound, to spread out, to expand, listen, Glad, to make steady progress, and to be at a high point in one life. In Psalm 115:14, you might make a note of that scripture. I'm in the process of increasing more and more. Is this a revelation to you? And do you have a vision to flourish? Now you're not, if you don't have the revelation and the vision of a flourishing ministry, you're not gonna be able to help nobody. You got to have that within yourself, your life. You got the word got to lift you up. The word got to help you. The word got to manifest in your life. And I know it will. So I'm in the process of increasing more and more. And then I ask the question, is this a revelation to you? Do you have a vision to flourish? Proverbs 29:18. Go back, Psalm 115:14. Walking in the abundant increase of favor, it's so important. When you have the favor of God on your life, it causes you to be successful. The favor of canceling all failure. Let's talk about this governing apostolic anointing. Give me a piece of tissue or a handkerchief or something. This governing apostolic anointing. And I got 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. Read those verses. It's demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And that goes along with talking about the anointing. So I'm going to give you a group of scriptures that I want you to go over. Isaiah 9:6-7. The whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 2. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:10 is a verse that we're going to go over now, because I found out about this aspect of ministry late in my ministry, because I wasn't under the apostolic. I was under a prophet. I was blessed to have a lot of things to happen to my life and my ministry along the line, but this scripture here is powerful. This is in 1 Corinthians 15. I want you to look at it with me. You got a Bible? 1 Corinthians 15. Because I think this is gonna be a life changer for you. It was for me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Why I say it's such a powerful scripture for ministry is it brings about in your anointing when you're preaching and teaching or prophesying this spiritual ownership. We're so busy praying and trying to get something that we already have. So what I'm saying is, this verse we're about to read now is, it talks about grace, but it also means God's favor. It means that you are already an owner of this aspect of the Spirit. But you got to have revelation, you got to have vision to walk in it. So in 1 Corinthians 15:10, it says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. See, so that grace is interchangeable with favor. And his grace toward me, that grace again, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Now, grace is a powerful word. I taught a series on it to my congregation, trying to bring them out of the works and out of the begging and to recognize that faith can manifest everything God already have paid for us. And when you understand ownership, you'll get a little stronger in life. So let me give you those scriptures again. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7, 1 Corinthians 2, the whole chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, 10, Galatians 2, 20, very important, 1 John 2, 27, Luke 4, 18. All these scriptures will stir up supernatural anointing. I recognize that I wear a supernatural anointing all the time, not by might, no by power, but by His Spirit. And then here's some important words, three words you have to remember in ministry: yet not I, yet not I. In other words, it will keep you from drifting from humbleness and meekness in what you need to stay in ministry. You cannot become, no matter how much God use you, you have to stay humble. You have to stay meek. Now, sometimes it might sound like bragging when I tell you about a certain aspect of my ministry, but how you gonna know if I don't tell you? And how you gonna know that God can take a nothing and a nobody out of a little country town, not known, and send to Madison Square Garden, preach with Creflo Dollar, and then told me when to quit? I walked in one day. I was riding the back of the car. I had two or three of my sons with me. I got three blood sons. They all preaching, and I was in the back of the car. I was going back over to the auditorium. I said, "This is my last year. You got to be able to follow orders. Whatever looked like cream, don't get stuck there. Just follow His direction. Many of y'all are going to be promoted. I feel this anointing right now. It can come off of me on you right now because you chose Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Whatever on me will come on your line. Even all my other instructors are teaching. They're teaching under my unction, under my apostleship. So you should walk in a strong anointing like never before." Very few men picked up Kenneth Hagin's anointing. When I first saw him, I was at John Osteen's church. My wife and I didn't know as a Baptist boy, you had to go to those meetings, you got to go early to get a front seat. I just thought you'd go to church, you know, still pastoring. And we were sitting on the side, the right-hand side of the church, not in the front, on the side. And when he came up, the Holy Spirit unctionized me to ask some questions. I said, "Lord, who is that?" I just recognized him. I didn't know him, but I just recognized him in the Spirit. And the Lord let me know who he was. And the Lord told me, he says, "Now, this is my servant." He says, "Where he stop off, you can take off right now." He said, "I've given you the self-same anointing." Of Kenneth Hagin? I've given you the self-same anointing. Well, I didn't know the man, but I felt him. Because I tried to go to the floor. My wife had me with the collar of the church, the collar of my shirt, trying to hold me up. And chairs were rattling. I had got all unglued. But I found out what that anointing really is. And I found out that many went to his school. I know I can get in trouble with it, but they don't have it. You got to be very meek. You got to be very aware of the fact there's always more. Some of y'all wearing an anointing now, but I want to remind you there's always more. The Spirit never runs out. So these three important words will keep you anointed: yet not I. They don't sound too powerful, but they are real powerful. Recognize this is a powerful prophetic time. Look with me with John 3, John Gospel. These verses you probably have acquainted yourself with, but I still want to go through them with you because they hold such prophetic apostolic value. In John chapter 3, verse 30, these verses hold the key to greater anointing. It may not seem like it's saying much, but it's saying more. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, in telling you the value of being connected to the prophet, Kenneth Hagin, I was connected to Fred Price. I was on Fred Price's board. I don't know how I got there. We were walking out the door, and Fred said, I want you to be a board member. I was connected to Kenneth Copeland, still connected to Kenneth Copeland. Connected to Creflo Dollar. Him and I did a lot of preaching together. And I'm a little country boy. How I got there? You see what I'm saying? So don't be concerned about where you are or who you are, but it's who he is that called you. And if you, now I'm a student now. I've been a student for 54 years. I'm a student. Every day I'm a student. It just don't happen to you. You got to pull yourself on the side. So recognize this is a prophetic time of increase. You must increase. He must increase, but I must decrease. I think that's one of the most, I want to say, fascinating or prompting aspect of walking in the prophetic anointing, knowing that God must increase and you must decrease. In other words, don't let pride, no matter what you accomplish, don't let it get to you. Stay on your knees. Stay talking with him. Stay praising him. Because, class, I want to tell you this. I recognize this after 54 years. There's always more. In the spirit world, you never arrive. You're always arriving. Remember that. You never fully arrive. The spirit world is so vast and so dynamic. It's so, there's so many openings that you can step into. There's so many doors that are waiting for you. There's so many gates that are waiting for you. And so you just keep on growing. You just keep on growing. And they sound rhyme like keep on flowing. Growing and flowing is what you want to do. And what I want to permit the Holy Spirit to install in you while you're in this school. Flowing and growing. Never arriving. Always going, because there's always more in the spirit realm. And I sense God present now. So the years ahead of us are years of great significance and are being seasoned. Now listen to what they're being seasoned with. Abundant grace for the rising of governing territorial churches. Now if you read Ephesians 1:3, that third verse is talking about grace. You bless us with all spirits of blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's a grace verse. And then the first we read in 1 Corinthians 15:10. So the year ahead of us are great significance of being seasoned with abundant grace. And we have to know how to function in abundant grace as ministers of the gospel, because there's an attack on the church, not only from the outside, but from the inside, attack on disrespectful singing, dancing, dressing, homosexuality. All of these things are coming on the inside of the church government. And there have to be men and women who trust the Holy Ghost to know how to stand up against these things and align them with scriptures that they're improper. because they'll try to take scripture and give you scripture. One word they'll take, the world and ungodly people in the church, one word they'll take to try to smack you down with is love. You don't love, you have to love everybody. I don't have to love a man being a woman. You don't have to love a woman being a man. God made a man to be a man and a woman to be a woman. And if anybody falls in that category, they have the ability to be delivered. And you walking in the anointing should be one of the deliverers. Let the Holy Ghost use you. So all of these things, the church world is going backwards. Thank God. Now hold yourself. Thank God. I know we got this Democratic, Republican, all this white and black stuff. Thank God at this point, we have a president now, today, even today, making amendments on the church that the preacher can say what he won't say. We're not going to cut his taxes. He can say what he won't say. We're not, the president said, God, the world is not blessed. Our country is not blessed by government, political government. It's blessed by the glory of God. So you need to see those things. We have to function in the unusual, not church usual. You can understand that, right? The few little songs and clapping your hand and falling out, it's not going to get it now. You got to have revelation. You got to have anointing. You got to have may the Lord instill in everyone under the sound of my voice a boldness, a kingdom boldness. You can be humble and bold at the same time. May the Lord pass it on to you because let me read this again. We have to function in the unusual, not church usual. Say for instance, I have no mess in my ministry, in my church. No argument, nobody. No, everybody know who's everybody. I got people appointed under me. We have no takeover problem because nobody gonna take this ministry over. There's a boldness, there's an anointing, there is a awareness of the presence of God through a lot of prayer. Now we have, 300, almost 400 people now praying every Thursday night. And so that's powerful functioning. And then again, class, here's a statement. It's time for demonstration and manifestation, not just talk. You ought to have it. You ought to have it manifest in your life. I have, again, as your apostle in this school, the thing that I'm teaching you, I have manifested in my life. I've been married 54 years and still happily married. All of these things are possible if you give the glory to God. Are you following me? All right. Let me see what I'm going to do here. You're about to enter into a new realm of supernatural favor. And because of it, I will turn what your adversary meant for bad into something good. These are words I want you to have. Supernatural invention is headed your way. And I'm going to make some things happen for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to make some things. You hear me? You hear me? The word of the Lord. That you are not capable of making happen for yourself. Now that happened all the time in my life and in my ministry. I say it again. New opportunities are about to open for you. I'm speaking to your class, prophesying to you. That will open new doors for you to prosper. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. Divine appointments are being arranged for you. that will assist you to go into higher levels in the quality of your life is concerned. Yes, your set time has come. So rejoice in the Lord, your God, and forever praise his name, and never forget that I'm not going to allow you to fail. Come on now, y'all got to take this. Your future is in my hands, and therefore your future is bright. Let's praise God for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. Now some things are being adjusted in your life because of the connection. Connection, 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 direction, protection is upon you in a special way. You think you chose to come to this school, but God sent you here for a reason. And that word was given, some things about to happen in your life. And things that you never thought could happen going to begin to happen, because they're going to be happening supernaturally. All right? These apostolic ministers and team will become the stronger men of their city. In other words, we're rising up people, governing. Listen to these words. I like these words here. And then I'm going to give you a scripture. Governing over the spiritual atmosphere. That's a powerful statement. Wearing a strong enough anointing, a strong enough awareness, a strong enough humbleness to be governing over the spiritual atmosphere. Now, the word atmosphere is important. Building the right atmosphere in your ministry. And that atmosphere must be flooded with the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Flooded with an anointing that is rare. And the reason it's rare, because it's a specific anointing that God has placed on you. It's special, special to you. You're going to be special to the people you're ministering to, special to your family. Governing over the spiritual atmosphere. In other words, Satan can't walk in where you are. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Power of the enemy, do you no harm. Whenever you walk in a church or walk in a building, Satan activity is shut down because of the apostolic prophetic anointing you will be wearing. So you're not just in a regular school. You're in a proven and being proved lifestyle. Total success, total victory, family-wise, church-wise, financial-wise, health-wise, and all of that come off on you as you yield. Now you can't be stubborn, you can't be high-minded, you can't be hard-headed. Just recognize, humble yourself. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I know some of y'all may be highly educated, flourishing, might have been the first one in your class, but it's a brand new ball game here. You're going to need to submit, all right? Submit and admit. Apostolic is, here's one beautiful. Apostolic is structuring the heaven to earth government so that the portals of the supernatural can be open. The portals of the supernatural can be open. Let me see. Opening the portals of the supernatural. Opening the portals of the supernatural. Now I'll mention something over and over again because I know the Holy Spirit is working. Opening the portals of the supernatural. There's a lot of aspect of the supernatural that has not been touched because men have, I don't know, there's a word, theaterized. I'll make up a new word. Made the church out of a theater. But it's not a theater, it's a place of revelation. So opening the portal of the supernatural, you might take a note of it, that you're a pathfinder, you're a pioneer, and you're a pace setter. If I'm going over some of the things we went on last semester, second year, don't worry about it. It's good because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when I first started reading, I said, man, these things going over and over again. But the Lord had a reason. So you got to listen very closely. So recognize that you're a pathfinder, you're a pioneer, and you're a pace setter. So you can begin to walk through it at all times. All right? All right. Now, governing over the spiritual atmosphere, again, I want to repeat that. The apostolic is structured in heaven to urge government so that the portal of the supernatural can be opened. Scripture-wise, take down Acts 5:12, Acts 4:33, and study the whole third chapter of Ephesians. It'll deposit some things in you and meditate those chapters. It'll deposit some things in you. Believers, now listen to this, and this is true. Believers are searching for perpetual victory. And then Ephesians 4:11-16 is where we got to set under those graces. And we're going to study that more because I think it's one of the most powerful segment of the scripture of why the church is not thriving, why ministers are not thriving, why the enemy is able to put the church against the minister when he starts rising up. He's either dressing too nice, driving too nice, living too light. There's no such thing. The Abraham anointing should be upon all ministers. And you should have the best. Nothing wrong with having the best. God designed his children for the best. The one that's dragging is thinking that poverty is a blessing. No, it's not. You know it's not. And that's why you're in this school. All right, let me close until the next session. I want to leave you with apostolic instruction, heaven to earth government, so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened. We got to have the supernatural. We cannot accept worldly supplies, academic supplies, psychological supplies in the place of the Spirit. I don't care how good you read. I don't care how good you write. I don't care how good you talk. If you're not anointed, you can't function in the spirit world. So don't be overwhelmed with your English and try to get every verb in the right place. Read 1 Corinthians 2 and recognize what you want to happen is this is a demonstration of the Spirit and of